Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12-string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. What an amazing time it is right now, and there's so much great stuff to share with you. The most exciting thing for me right now, besides the fact that I went to the city of Chicago and completely fell in love with it. Oh, you Chicagoans, you are so lucky. What a pretty city. It's like New York, only it's clean. It's fairly safe, and the people are civil. Now, your drivers, not so much. I mean, they don't seem to care for pedestrians. However, everything about that city rocks. Loved it. We'll definitely be back. I also want to let you know my new book, it is coming along, kids. Wisdom to Success is going to be launched, and I am so in the throes of the energy that's going on. So here's what I'm noticing about my life that's so interesting. You know, I've been coasting for a while. I'm admitting it. I've been coasting for a while. I've been doing what I do. And I've been doing it. And you know, for my spirit, what I really need to do is just keep expanding out, keep going into places where I've never been before. I seem to really thrive there. I seem to thrive in places and spaces where I have not existed before. So that's what I'm doing. I'm creating brand new dreams. Isn't that awesome? Brand new dreams. And in creating brand new dreams, it's amazing the things that are showing up. It's like the universe watches and says, yes, yay, yay. Look at what she's doing. We're taking notice. They've been sending me influential people and phone calls and connections, and I am thriving right now in the possibilities. So what did I do? I wrote on a list. Yep, wrote on a list. These are the things. These are the places, the spaces I now want to move into. And so I'm not going to stop. I've got a whole new, it's like I've been reinvigorated, and I'm so excited. And trust me, I always get to a place in my life. I remember everything I say. I remember everything I teach you, and I don't want to fall short, because what I teach, I must walk the walk, right? I must. So here I am doing it. And trust me, you'll be the first to hear about the launch. And the gorgeous man that I'm interviewing today, he's been on the show, you know him well, Dr. Dane here, wrote me the most amazing foreword to this book. So wait till you read that. It's just the most perfect orchestration and melodic beginning to a creation called Wisdom to Success. So I thank Dr. Dane for his beautiful contribution. And I'm going to tell you just a couple of quick things, because I want you to know ways that successful people do. That just makes them a little different. Maybe that's why they're successful. Think about this. Because successful people look for and find opportunities where others see nothing. They want to create, they go out there and they do it. They make it happen. Successful people also find lessons where others only see a problem. Things happen to all of us. A perceived failure, a disappointment, something didn't work out quite like we had hoped. Now, some people can shift into the story around that and get really married to that story, and it becomes a problem and an issue. But successful people, rather, they find, what's the lesson? What did I bring? What did they bring? What happened here? What can I learn to move on? Successful people are solution focused. Okay, this happened. What's next? What can I do to shift this, change this, move this, go forward? Solution focused. Successful people consciously create their own success while others hope that success will find them. They're out there doing it. Successful people are fearful like anyone else, but they are not controlled or limited by fear. We all got it at some extent or level. Fear may pop up. Okay, cool. But are you going to let it control you and rule you? Are you going to let it inform you? Boy, isn't that the worst when fear starts talking and it starts telling you all the reasons why you shouldn't do something and all the catastrophes and traumas that will happen if you dot, dot, dot. However, bah, it's not true. It's just not true. And don't let that be the God. Don't genuflect to fear. Move over, fear. I got things to do. Life is fast and I'm moving on. Successful people are also, this is so key, they are just not necessarily more talented than the majority. However, they find a way to maximize their potential. They get more out of themselves, right? They're like a great car. They don't just say, oh, I'm a knockoff. They say, this is what I got. This is the equipment I got. Let's see what we can do with all of what we have. And they use who and what they have more effectively. And they innovate. They innovate rather than imitate. Yes, everybody likes to say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Wah, wah, wah. Why bother? There's already an original out there. Be your own original. That's what you were created for. You got some great stuff going on in there. Put that out. That's what we're waiting for. And they don't procrastinate. Successful people don't. They don't spend their time waiting for the right time. This is the right time. Right now, right time. Successful people do not hang out with toxic people. Don't got the time. It's true. And I can tell you, especially with this book launch, one of the things I learned a couple years ago with my first book launch, I surrounded myself 100% with positive people, energy, messages, period. Didn't have time. If anything negative came up, moving on, just didn't even respond. And it was really served me quite well. And they have an off switch. Let's face it, successful people do know how to relax. They do know how to connect. They know how to laugh, how to enjoy, how to have fun. So important, right? And they are multidimensional. Successful people thrive on a spiritual level, and they have a spiritual practice. They do have a spiritual practice. So remember that. Look for and find opportunities. Find lessons instead of problems. Be solution-focused. Consciously create your own success. And if there's fear, just don't be controlled by it. Keep moving. Do your thing. Maximize what you have. Use it effectively. And be innovative. Now is the right time. Go out and thrive. Go out and thrive. The website is DeborahDashinger.com. It's DachInger.com. There's a free gift there for you. It's a $49 audio. It teaches you how to make all your dreams and goals come true. My gift to you. Enjoy free. It's an auto download. And so we're going to shift into the show because I'm so excited. I'm so excited because the guest today is none other than Dr. Dane Heer. Dane Heer is here to share with us. Oh boy, drum roll, please. This is part one, change your money. Money, 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 money. This is all about money. Okay. Money, finances, cash, coins. Change your money situation by paying you and receiving from everything. Hope I got your attention. Because how do we receive from everything? How do we pay ourselves first? How do we change our money situation? Well, you know, Dane is an international speaker and author, a facilitator of advanced access consciousness workshops worldwide. His unique and transforming points of view on bodies, money, future, sex, and relationships transcend everything currently being taught. Dr. Heer hosts a regular radio show on two networks. He's been a guest of multiple radio and TV shows. He was featured on the cover of Insight magazine, and he's the author of 9 books on the topics of embodiment, healing, money, and relationships, including his latest book, Being You, Changing the World, which is a fabulous book, by the way. If you don't have it, you should have it. It's in my library. I suggest you do the same. If you want more information on Dane, on all of his amazing classes, they're worldwide, by the way, so you can pick up any kind of Access or Bars class anywhere in the world. Go to drdanehere.com. It's D-A-I-N-H-E-E-R. Or we have a special for you that I'll tell you about at the break. It's at deborahdashinger.com/access. And we bring the fabulous Dr. Dane here to the Dare to Dream radio show. Hi, Dane. Welcome back.
Hello, Debbie. How are you? Great to be with you.
Oh, doing fabulous. Happy, happy, and full of joy right now. Energy of creation right now is definitely in me, and that makes me so happy.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how that energy of creation, it literally energizes you. And most people spend so much of their lives kind of out of it, you know, as though it has no value somehow. They see other people as being creative, or they see other people as being energetic, and they don't realize that they too are.
100%. Yes. And it's so important. And I hope everybody can hear that. And I have a feeling, as a little segue here, that this creation feeling, this idea of creation and what it attracts to us and how it makes me, us feel, might also have some kind of implication with money. What's your take on that?
That is basically there's a huge connection. And what happens is, see, there's, when you're in that creative state, the interesting thing is, it's a state where you're willing to receive. You're willing to receive possibilities. You're willing to receive joy. You're willing to receive that things can be different. And you actually realize that you are part of creating them as greater than what they were just yesterday. And so one of the things that Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, who's currently my business partner, and I met him 13 years ago after being in a place in my life where I was literally going to end my life if things didn't change. Well, along came Access and things changed. And one of the things I really wanted to change was my money situation. And Gary said, look, you know, because I said, Gary, I've got a money problem. And he looked at me and went, no, you don't. I said, Gary, I've got a money problem. He said, no, you don't. I said, Gary, I've got a money problem. He said, no, you don't. It took me, I don't know, 6 times of telling him about this money problem that I wanted to solve before I finally asked him a question. And a question always empowers. A question always opens different doors. And I said, wait, what do you mean I don't have a money problem? You know? And he said, there's no such thing as a money problem. It's only what you're unwilling to receive that limits your money. And I was like, oh my gosh. So there's no such thing as a money problem. There's only a problem in receiving, and that's what creates what shows up as our money issue. And when you're in that creative mode, that generative mode, you're willing to receive possibilities. You're willing to receive that things can be different, and therefore that's what starts showing up, including more money.
I love that explanation. That feels so exciting and hopeful. Our show is called Change Your Money Situation by Paying You, Receiving from Everything. And you just gave us a beautiful explanation of that. And it's interesting because in metaphysical circles, they describe money as energy. Like, you should have money. Money should be abundant, prosperous. It's energy. It's just an energy exchange. Okay. I know that's correct. On some level, I get that. And yet, I'm just not sure that the energy, in quotes, concept really helps anybody. So what's your understanding?
Exactly, and that's one of my greatest difficulties with so much of the information that's out there. Some of it has some really great nuggets in it, but so much of it has a significance, and it doesn't truly allow people concrete tools to create change. And, you know, what I'm interested in is giving people concrete tools to create change at the same time as inviting them to the possibilities that can be had through inspiration and, you know, and dreaming and what else is possible and all that. But at the same time, you've got to realize that change can actually be created. So when people tell you, well, money's energy, you know, I used to hear that in the metaphysical work that I had done prior to Access Consciousness. And I looked at one lady and I said, what the heck does that mean?
Exactly.
What am I supposed to do with that? How is that going to change my bank account? She said, well, you just have to let the energy change your bank account. And I was like, no, I just need to leave because you are wasting my time, you know. And so what it is there's does energy have a place? Absolutely. And I talk about it a lot. But for me, it's really pragmatic, because if it's not pragmatic, if it's not practical, if it doesn't contribute to changing your life, why are we having the conversation?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yes, yes, yes. And it is very frustrating. There are things out in the bless the metaphysical world for all it has brought us. And also, there are very frustrating things that I think contribute to us feeling not good about ourselves, not worthy, not enough. And that's one of them. And you were sharing about your money story. So you go to your partner, who then was your friend, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and you say, oh, okay, I've got this money problem. You keep making a statement. He says, my friend, ask a question. You ask him a question, and he tells you about receiving. So your money story, Dean, where did you go from there to get to where you are now?
Well, that's a great question. And basically what happened was he said that, and I went, wow, okay. So one of the other things that I had become aware of in my own world as a result of actually from Access Consciousness and looking at how different it was from everything else, I began to realize, wow, your point of view is what creates your reality. Reality does not create your point of view. And I had so many people who told me, oh, I have this point of view because of this. I have this point of view because of this. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that doesn't make me feel lighter, you know. And one of the truths that you want to have as an awareness, one of the things you want to know always, is what's true for you will always make you feel lighter. A lie will always make you feel heavier. And so when it was said and it didn't make me feel lighter, I was looking at that going, wait a minute, what the heck is going on here? And so I realized that our point of view creates our reality. Reality doesn't create our point of view. And so when I got that awareness, I went, wait a minute, so then what points of view do I have that are keeping me from receiving money?
Mm.
And actually, I said receiving money, but in actuality, what I started with, what points of view do I have that are limiting my receiving is what I started with. And I started looking at that, and I pulled out a piece of paper, and I wrote down all these things. You know, if I would have had an iPhone at the time, I probably just would have pulled out the notes application and done it there. But I used a real piece of paper. And so, you know, I looked and I went, wow, oh my gosh. I have the point of view that my parents had, that money is the root of all evil. Wow, what other points of view do I have? And I started looking and I started realizing, oh my gosh, you know, one of the other things I got from my parents was the idea that those rich people aren't happy, and we are, those of us who have no money. And that no one will like you for you if you have money, or you'll never know whether they like you for you. I mean, all these things. And I wrote down, I don't remember how many points of view it was like close to 100.
Wow.
It was over 100 points of view that I had that were limiting my receiving. And I looked at that and I went, wow, given all of these points of view that I use to limit my receiving with, it's amazing that I can receive anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try that. I like that, to ask yourself, what points of view do I have that are limiting my receiving money? And then,
yeah. And but here's two other pieces of information you want to really have, because I had done this before, not this exact thing, but in other things I had, I had written lists of things before, let's put it that way, prior to Access, but nothing ever changed. The difference with Access is we have this wonderful little tool called a clearing statement, which, and the short form from the clearing, my English today is just a very interesting thing. I apologize. It's like my brain and my mouth somehow got disconnected over the last couple of days, and I haven't yet found the circuits to reconnect them. But it's like this. The clearing statement is POC and POD. The short form for the clearing statement is POC and POD, which stands for point of creation or point of destruction. And basically, what you do is you go for every one of those points of view that you write down and go, okay, everything that is, I'm now willing to let it go. I'm now willing to destroy that limitation and uncreate it. In other words, destroy it, meaning I'm going to take away the structure that I've created that's a limitation. And uncreate, meaning I'm going to take my creative energy out of creating limitation so it can go to creating possibilities now. And then you go, pock and pot it all. And literally, what happens is you're asking the energy to go back to wherever you locked in place that limitation in the first place and ask it to dissolve and change. And the universe likes you more than you like you, so it's more than willing to do this. You've just never asked before. So write down all those points of view and then go, okay, I now destroy it and uncreate it and pock and pod it. Mm-hmm. Literally, you just go pock and pod, POC and POD, and you'll notice things starting to change. And the other thing you want to have as an awareness is 98% of your thoughts, mm-hmm. your feelings, your emotions, your judgments, and your points of view don't belong to you. You're picking them up like a big psychic radio receiver from everyone around you, and you always have. It's just nobody's ever told us this. So we walk around like, you know, I gave an example of many of my parents' points of view that I had regarding money, because they didn't really have any reference point for having money or having it with joy or having it with a sense of ease or having more than barely enough to get by. And so I adopted that exact same energy around money. So everybody listening, how much of the energy of your parents and other people have you adopted around money that is killing your money flows? Mm. Everything that is, you destroy and uncreate it.
Yes.
And I'm going to assume that's a yes. So, yeah. Cool. Pod and pock it all. Or the long form for that, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Take us from where you did that work to what it is like for you. So we have a full loop there, because that's a lot of years and a lot of work on yourself, finances, and frankly, a lot of years, decade plus of access. So what is your financial money life like today?
Wow, that is just so different. The amount of money is completely different. But even more than that is the ease with it, regardless of how much is there. Now, that's an interesting place to function from, because one of the things that was really, really different when I met Gary Douglas and started working with him, one of the things that was so different was we'd go to a restaurant, and one of the things we talk about in Access is ask your body what it wants, because your body's the one eating, so ask it. And we'd go to a restaurant, and he would order, like, I remember being at one restaurant with him, and he ordered lobster for lunch. Mm. And I looked at him like, you can't order lobster for lunch? And he was like, sure I can. It's what my body wants. I'm like, do you realize how expensive that is? And he was like, why should I care? It's what my body wants. And I noticed from that point forward, I started noticing something about him. He never looked to the right when we were at a restaurant. In other words, he never looked at the price. Mm-hmm. It was always, here's what my body wants, here's what I'm going to have. And there was this sense of abundance, not just in that, but in his entire world around money. And I started realizing that was so different than what I grew up around and most of the people I knew, and quite frankly, most of the people I still know today that don't do Access, which is kind of interesting. But it's like, literally, he had this sense of abundance. And in the last 13 years, you talked about the energy before, and we've talked about receiving this, you know, a little bit at least. And basically, one of the things I noticed is I've worked with people who have $10 in their pocket, and I've worked with people who have $10 million in the bank or more. And it's interesting to see that sometimes the person with $10 million or more dollars has the exact same issues around receiving and money as the person with $10 in their pocket. They have $10 million, and they still have no sense of abundance. They still have total penuriousness and total sense of poverty. And I looked at that and I realized, wow, you know what? It's a person's choice. So what started changing for me as a result of being around Gary initially and then certain other people after that was, and then also using the Access tool so I could start embracing the way this could be, was as she started being willing to have a sense of ease and a sense of joy and a sense of abundance with money, rather than a sense that it's a terrible thing, it's going to go away, it's going to be lost, it's going to disappear, and all that sort of thing. And I think a lot of people out there are functioning from what they were handed as kids or what somebody else's point of view is that they think they have to have too. That doesn't have to be. I think a lot of people out there actually have more of a sense of abundance than they've been willing to realize because it's so different than the people around them. And that, for me, is one of the greatest gifts there is when you can feel at peace with money regardless of how much you have, And also, I think one of the biggest things about it is once I started doing Access Consciousness, I started realizing that things could change. And, you know, I was really depressed, really unhappy. I truly was going to kill myself if things didn't change when I came across Access. I'd given the universe 6 months and said, Universe, my life truly changes this time or I'm killing myself. So I was at that place, and even that changed. The desire to die changed, the sense of no space, the contraction. And I realized that if that could change, well, you know what? Probably my money situation could change too.
That's marvelous. And I love most of all, yes, your money flows have completely changed. Yes, the level at which you live. What is so attractive to me is that word peace and that word ease, that you have that, whatever is in your pocket, you feel that. That is, I think, something everybody would aspire to. How could we get to that peace and ease with money?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that, for me, is really the crux of this entire situation and entire conversation. If I could gift someone anything, it would be peace with money. And it's something that people didn't even know that it would be valuable for them to have, let alone aspire to, or aspire to be able to create or have or change. So I'm so glad you brought that up. So there are a couple things that are real simple things that you can start to do right now. In fact, it's interesting that you asked, you know, how did I get from where I was to here? And this is one of the first things I literally started doing, and you probably heard it before in another context, but literally start with taking 10% of every dollar that comes in and put it away, but this is the important part, put it away as an honoring of you, as a tithing to the church of you. Put 10% of every dollar that comes in away. Don't do it because Dane said, and oh, it's going to change my money. Do it as an honoring of you. Because what happens is when you honor your bills first, you get more bills. Mm. When you honor you first, you get more money. And that can sound, you know, if you're somebody who's struggling financially, guess what? When I started doing this, I was struggling financially also. And if you have the point of view, oh my God, I could never put 10% away, remember that thing I said about your point of view creates your reality? Reality doesn't create your point of view. That's what you will continue to create unless you make the demand in your world right now, this is going to change for you, and that you'll do whatever it takes to change it. So take 10% of every dollar that comes in, put it away as an honoring of you. If you're really, really, really struggling financially right now, give yourself a month. Actually, I'll say give yourself 2 months and plan on taking a month. But start with 5% and put 5% away, and you put it away as an honoring of you. Now, initially, I suggest keeping it in cash somewhere, and so that you actually have a sense of having money. So the first thing is put 10% away. The second thing is get the amount of money that a rich person would carry in their wallet. Like, if you had all the money in the world, how much cash would you have in your wallet at all times?
$40,000.
$1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So here's what you want to do. You want to take $1,000, 10 $100 bills, and put that in your wallet. Mm. Why? Because what it does is it starts getting you used to actually having money. Because what happens is most of us are used to getting money and then spending it. We're not used to having it. So what happens is, let's say you have this $1,000. And when I started, I think it was $500. I was like, oh my gosh, if I had all kinds of money, I'd have $500 cash. And don't say, oh, $500 on a credit card. That is not money. That is future debt, okay? Don't go there. What you want to do is you want to go, okay, if it's $500, which it was for me, I took the 10% that I was saving because I had no extra cash at the time. In fact, I was in the hole dynamically at the time. And I took the first 10%, I let it accumulate to $500, and I put it in my wallet. And what happens is you go to buy your milk and cookies and groceries and whatever, and you know, you spend $30 or whatever, and you look in there, and you've got $500 or $1,000 that you're not spending, and you look and you go, okay, cool, I have this money, I'm choosing not to spend it. And you do that also as an honoring of you and as a way of getting used to actually having money, rather than thinking that the only purpose of money is to spend it, because when you have that as a point of view, you spend all your money.
Oh, this is exciting.
It really is exciting. And I have to be clear, I actually said $40,000, but the $1,000 is cool. And I love the idea of creating enough money in whatever you use to set aside this 5 or 10%. And once you get there, put it in your wallet and do not spend it. That lets you know you're a rich baby. And I want to tell you, there's a really interesting factoid. I like this information because I think it takes the onus off of money and lets us have another perspective. So I looked up money and it said money is historically an emergent market phenomenon and nearly all contemporary money systems are based on fiat, F-I-A-T like the car, fiat money. Fiat money like any check or note of debt is without intrinsic use value as a physical commodity. It derives its value by being declared by a government to be legal tender, which must be accepted as a form of payment within the boundaries of the country for all debts, public and private. Such laws and practice cause fiat money to acquire the value of any of the goods and services that it may be traded for within the nation that issues it. And why I love this is because I thought that's the best explanation of energy I could imagine. That's saying we assign a value to this. And all the need and desperation and overspending and whatever we're doing with this commodity right now, it's a fiat money. It has no intrinsic value except that which we apply to it.
So true. And I'm so glad you read that. In fact, would you mind sending it to me? Because I would really like to use that to educate people. That is so, that's exactly what it is with money. And the interesting thing is, because it has no intrinsic value, a lot of the people that are the seekers of the world have no value for it. And one of the weird things is, if you don't have all the money you'd like, it's because you actually don't like money, which is interesting. You know, and there we have, you know, ways and processes of changing that point of view. Part of it is the 10%. Part of it is holding on to the money. But another part of it is to start surrounding yourself with things that do have intrinsic value. So, for example, sterling silver, gold, antiques, whatever it is for you. Certain people are attracted to different things that have value. You know, I know one lady who collected masks and one lady that collected Indian head dresses. And, you know, it's like different things have intrinsic value, and they have value. In other words, they have this value of what you could sell them for as an example to someone else. And what most people do, like if you take I had a dad, I had a mom, I had a stepmom, you know, and in both of their houses, there wasn't very much that had intrinsic value. Mm. In other words, if you were to gather all the furniture and gather all the appliances and gather everything else, you could probably get a couple $1,000 for it. And I see most people living from that place. You know, your IKEA furniture is not going to be worth anything once you take it out of IKEA. Once you finally assemble it yourself at home. That's not to say IKEA furniture is a bad thing, but it doesn't have any lasting intrinsic value. Mm. And so many people have, rather than creating their lives to where they purchase things that have intrinsic value, what they've done instead is they've gone with what's fashionable by other people's standards or something else to create themselves not being surrounded by valuable objects and products, rather being surrounded by things that actually take money or that will not contribute money. And so in addition to being willing to surround yourself with things that have intrinsic value, you want to also ask everything you buy, if I buy you, will you make me money? Now, other people have gone, oh, I asked the universe and I asked, but no, you want to ask the thing. What you got to get is everything has consciousness, including money, including dollar bills, including $100 bills. Or one of my favorite bills in the world is the 500 euro note. They're this really pretty pinkish purplish color. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. 500 euro notes. But you want to, so everything has consciousness. So what you want to do is you want to ask before you buy a shirt, you go, hey, if I buy you, will you make me money? Before you buy a new stereo, if I buy you, will you make me money? You know, and if you buy a new shirt, it's not because you're going to sell it so it's going to make you money. It's more likely the energy that the thing will contribute to you. So let's say you buy a new shirt or buy a new outfit, and people look at you and they're like, wow, you're looking really good. Well, guess what? That's an energy flowing in your direction that will contribute to your capacity to receive more money. If I buy you, will you make me money? So the next two tools, in addition to the two we just gave, and these are tools that I actually used in my own life to start changing my money situation. And we haven't even gotten to undoing everything about, you know, all the points of view in that. We may get there today, we may not. We may have to wait till our next journey together. But basically, this is a big part of the toolbox that I use myself to change my money situation. So the intrinsic value, and also, if I buy you, will you make me money for everything you buy?
Beautiful. I took notes, so I hope you all are listening, or you can listen to the replay on my website at deborahdashinger.com. And all of Dane's interviews, by the way, because he does a lot of different subjects and breaks them down in ways that are life-changing. This is a beautiful education here. We're going to take a very short break and then be right back with more. I know you're hungry for more. This is called Tomorrow Today by Nancy Peacock, John D'Agostino, Queenie Mulnix, and the artist is Justin Eustace. Enjoy and back into Deborah Dashinger, Dare to Dream.
Everybody needs a little change in the weather. Shuffle of the cards and a brand new hand. Ever get the feeling like the wheels are spinning, but you ain't going nowhere? Just kick that crazy in gear. So come on, come on, it's now or never. Let your wild side lead the way. Wake up, wake up, the sun is shining. A couple wide-eyed backyard dreamers. You were gonna dance and I would rock the world. Every Monday morning it's the same old story. Let's find that fork in the road.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hi, this is Debbie Dashinger. That was a kind of fun commercial because it's all about access. And we're learning about money. And definitely, boy, I'll tell you, speaking about intrinsic value, one of my big, big items always on my list is about growth, inner growth. How am I going to heal, shift, be more happy? And that's why I invest in access classes. So strongly recommended if you love. I don't even know, honestly, how many times Dane's been on. But again, you can listen to all the replays. If you love what you hear and you're getting a ton for free here, just know the classes, you can go. I want to tell you also very quickly about, look, we put something together for anyone who has financial issues. You want the world at your fingertips. How about awakening to what you truly be? This is so great. My web team literally put this together today, and thank you to them, for $97. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is worth $1,143. Yes, this is crazy. It's 90, oh boy, math, 92, 90 something percent off. Anyway, it's yours for only $97. Go to DeborahDashinger.com/access. You're going to get clearing statements. Like you'll hear, the Puck and Pods, specifically for dreams and achieving your targets in life. You're also going to get the Dare to Dream video coaching series, 6 personal coaching videos to get you to your dreams come true. You're going to get the best-selling Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, award-winning book. You're going to get Powerful, How to Get Interviewed on Radio and Be Influential. You're going to get Attain, Goal Setting Success, 5 Tips to Goal Achievement MP3. You're going to get Conversations and Energy Clearing Series. It's Time, Move into the Potency of Why You're Here. Dr. Dane and myself, we spent 4 hours at this radio station. I think we were shell-shocked when we came out and forever changed by the amount of work we did. And Audio of Motivation and Encouragement, Words of Inspiration MP3. These are all, by the way, immediately downloadable. You also get Affirmations, How to Make Your Dreams and Goals a Reality. You're going to get Conversations with the Masters of Success, Conversations with Transformational Giants. You're going to get the Welcome to Paradise MP3 and a special bonus. It's a keynote of me speaking in Calgary, Canada. Dare to Dream, the World of Abundance. So I am telling you, that's true. It's all worth about $1,200. That's $1,200. Yours for $97. Go to DeborahDashinger.com/ACCESS and get yours today. Keep moving forward. Keep growing. That's what this is all about. So back now with more with Dane. You know, Dane, I also looked up money statistics on bankrate.com. I do like that site. And it lists the 5 most common money problems as the following: unemployment, overspending, debt, foreclosure, and wrecked retirement account. So in access terms, can we break any of these, it sort of feels like trauma situations or terrible statistics down for some of the people here?
Tell me what statistics we're talking about.
Well, most common money problems. People are unemployed. People are overspending. Do people create debt. There are homes in foreclosure. There are people, this one is very familiar, people who had planned on a retirement account that's been taken away from them. So there's a sense out there financially with people of, it seems like, powerlessness almost around all these situations. Is there anything we can do? Is there a clearing we can do for that kind of energy?
Well, yes, and I don't know if people are going to like it, but give it a shot.
Okay.
Because the first one that comes up is actually about our unawareness. And one of the most difficult things for us to confront oftentimes is our own unawareness. We'd like to think that we're somehow something that's, you know, perfect. We're perfectly aware. It's the world that's done it to us. We don't want to realize that it's our point of view that's created what's shown up, or our lack of awareness that has created what goes on here. And so it goes like this. So the first process I would run is, what stupidity are you using to create the money you are choosing? And why stupidity? Well, stupidity, once again, is literally unawareness. So it's basically, what unawareness are you using to create the money you are choosing? Because if we function from total awareness, we would never create a difficulty. If we function from total awareness, we would never create a bad relationship. We'd never create a limitation on money. We would actually have a sense of abundance, a sense of ease with everything, a sense of peace with everything, like we spoke about before, about the money. And so what you want to realize is that if you can allow yourself to actually tap into that awareness and create a totally different possibility. And so what we're doing is we're saying, what stupidity are you using to create the money you are choosing? Because it's the money, good or bad, like the points of view, the unawareness always creates less than what's actually possible. And the difficulty is, we've never been taught to truly be aware when it comes to money, of what the possibilities are, what we can create, what we can do to stay creative with money and never get destructive with it. We've never been taught those things. So this is about also undoing that. So let's try again. So what stupidity are you using to create the money you are choosing? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
And now we'll do the long form of the clearing statement. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Or pot and pock for short. And what happens is, as you do this over and over and over, what happens is you actually create the place where your awareness comes to the forefront, your unawareness sinks into the background, and the difficulties with money start going away, and you have no idea where they even went to. See, the thing is, our creation of what goes on with money and everything else really is an energetic. It's really much more of an energetic than we've been willing to actually know. And so what happens is, as you start to actually tap into the energetic that's there, you start to have totally different choices and totally different possibilities available. So, can we do it one more time?
Yes. Please.
Okay, so what stupidity are you using to create the money you are choosing? Everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And once again, what stupidity are you using to create the money you are choosing? Everything that is, times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And once again, what stupidity are you using to create the money you are choosing? Everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So one other possibility might be, let's see, so what are you refusing to receive that you truly could receive, that if you would receive it, would change your money situation with total ease? Everything that doesn't allow that, times a gazillion, will you destroy and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds, or pot and pock for short. So one of the conversations we had at a recent class that was facilitating with Gary Douglas was the idea that what most people are unwilling to receive is actually the judgments that other people have, and they're also unwilling to receive being different than their friends and family. And so there's this very interesting way in which people try to maintain their connection with the reality they had and with the people they had by maintaining the amount of money they have, because they know that's the one thing that will change their relationship to everyone around them, and they're not willing to have that happen. Rather than looking and going, you know what, I'm willing to receive a totally different connection with these people, even if it means they choose to leave me and go away, even if it means they choose to like me more, no matter what it means, I'm willing to have it. So what are you unwilling to receive that you truly could receive that if you'd receive it, would change your money situation with total ease. Everything that doesn't allow it, everything that doesn't allow you to receive it, we destroy it and create it, please.
Yes.
And pock and pot all that. Or right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And it's that easy to start changing some of these things that are long-standing, that have been with us for a long, long time. But it does take the willingness to function from a different point of view, one that will allow things to actually change rather than trying to hold them in place and control them from the same old place you have in the past.
You know, a lot of people who wrote in prior to this show with you, Dane, expressed a lot of embarrassment around money, that they felt there were many areas of the life that they did have together, relationships or happiness or direction and so forth, but their money and finances were terrible and they didn't know how to reverse it, and they just didn't feel good about themselves. But it was sort of like the secret, the thing in the closet, and the embarrassment they didn't feel comfortable talking about, especially letting others know about.
Yes, and that is one of the biggest things about money. But here's what you want to ask yourself: is that actually yours, or did you grow up around that exact same energy around money because your parents had the exact same thing, and did you pick it up? Remember, I said 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions don't belong to you. They never have. You've been picking things up from your parents your whole life and thinking they were yours, which is why you have so many of the same points of view they do. They weren't yours. You just perceive them energetically like this particular flavor of soup that you grew up around and thought somehow that must be you, because it's like swimming in carrot soup and somehow believing you're a carrot. You know, you're not. You have a totally different possibility. So how much of that embarrassment around money is exactly what your parents had, but they never talked about it, so you didn't even realize that that's what they had, and you were picking it up energetically from them? It's like when you have a child who grows up around angry parents. Well, they tend to have a lot of anger in their world. Is that their anger? Or is that the energy they're getting from their parents and thinking that's what reality has to be? We do the same thing about money. We have an embarrassment. We have an unwillingness to talk about it. We have judgments about it. And that unwillingness to talk about it and that embarrassment about it just perpetuates the problem. So let's do this. So all the points of view about money you bought from your parents. Ooh, let's do this. I think we're doing it. We'll just say it this way. So all the points of view you bought about money from your dad before the age of two that has now become your financial and monetary reality that you think is actually you, will you destroy it and create it, please?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So all the points of view you bought about money from your mom before the age of two, that it becomes such an integral part of your reality that you think that is you, even though it's not, will you destroy and create all that, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And so this is the beginning, of course. You know, if this is brand new to you, just notice if anything feels a little lighter or a little easier, as if, you know, something may be changing just a little bit for you, if the energy around it is changing. Because what you want to realize is, with money, as with everything else, but especially in this area about money, it truly is an energetic. It's like you talked about Debbie being, you know, you talked about being so creative right now and loving the energy of it. And that's actually, and then when, you know, you said, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, you know, after we did some of the stuff at the beginning, how similar was that to the energy of creation?
Very, very similar. Very free and exciting and moving.
Yeah. And when you have that, is it easier to receive money or more difficult?
Oh, it's so, what I want to say, it's interesting because I actually have a perception about what receiving is and that it's like work. But interestingly enough, receiving isn't. It's just like being and it happens. Being and it comes.
Exactly. And that is exactly what it is. And that's the other point that I was going to make, is it's actually what you're willing to be that allows you to receive. Mm. Anything you're willing to be, anything you're willing to be present with, allows you to receive it. And so what most people aren't willing to be is actually present with money. and present with the possibilities and present with the difference that it could be. So everywhere where you bought that, everything you've done to buy all those points of view is yours. Will you destroy and uncreate it and return it to sender with consciousness attached?
Yes.
I'm assuming that's a yes.
Yes.
You're supposed to be my yes person, Debbie, if it's a yes.
I'm a very sexy, quiet yes.
Well, it's a very sexy, very quiet yes. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. So this is really, you know, the beginning of truly starting to create a totally different paradigm. And one of the other things you want to do is you want to ask, who does this belong to? To every point of view about money or lack of money or difficulty with money or yuck about money or stress about money that you feel. Go, who does this belong to? And if I'm buying it from somebody else, I now unbuy it, pock and pot all that, and return it to wherever it came from. Do that for the next, I don't know, 10 or 20 days to every point of view about money you have, and see if you don't not only feel lighter, number one, which is one clue that it's working, because what's true makes you feel lighter, and you're getting to more of what's true for you, not what everybody else's point of view, but also see if your capacity to receive and your capacity to have more ease with money starts changing, because that's what I'm interested in. That's why I gave you, I don't know, at least eight tools on just this 1 hour together, because I want you to have the tools to change things, because what we've been lacking is not just the willingness. More than that, we've been lacking the tools. A lot of us have the willingness, and we put our energy into so many tools that don't actually work to create actual change, that we've gotten frustrated and don't believe change is possible. There are tools out there that actually work. For me, Access has been the quickest set of tools I've ever used, and it keeps changing and getting more quick and more easy to use. So let that be your reality. Mm. And what would happen if it were around money, too?
It's interesting that talk about being and how things just come and happen, and it's so natural and graceful. There's this quote from Jim Rohn that says, money is usually attracted, not pursued. And that quote sounds like money is a lover or a relationship, not to be run after and smothered, but rather by being who you be, to be enticed and seduced to you.
That's exactly it, and you know, and it's easier than you think. It's actually just from having a sense of space, not from having an uptight, judgmental, wrong point of view. You know, it's like, imagine you're inviting someone, you know, imagine somebody's going to invite you to their party, and they're kind of mean, they're kind of judgmental, they don't really like you, they aren't going to have any music, they aren't going to do anything fun. Are you going to want to go to their party? Of course not. Well, money's the same way. If you're inviting money to your party, you better make it a damn good time, or why should it show up for you?
That's great. So here we are, last 30 seconds, Dane. What would you like listeners to take away about money from your interview today?
What I'd like you to take away about money is, what if you truly could change your money situation? What if the tools are available? And what if the tools are meeting your willingness at just the right time? And what if all the stuff that has been a stress about money for the last, I don't know, 5 years has just been there to get you to the place where you were finally willing to truly have change, to truly change a situation? And what if now's the time? And what if you, truly being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? And what if it's now time to have the money to do it?
A special thanks to my guest, Dr. Dane Heer, co-founder of Access Consciousness. His website is drdanehear.com, and you can also go to that special that we're offering you for this series, which is deborahdashinger.com/access. Go check it out. I end today's show with this quote from Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Tigley. Your bills tell your past, but they also tell your future. Every debt, every monthly payment, every dollar you owe is a claim against your future. Debt affects what you can and cannot do about your future. And when you pay off the credit cards and IOUs, you open up new worlds of financial possibilities for yourself. You have more to spend, more to save, and a whole lot less to worry about. Remember, don't just dare to dream.
chapter to make all your dreams your reality.
Contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E-100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?